It is very wonderful, said Annie. Is it nice to be a sprite?
Oh, yes, we are very gay. All last night we had a fine time sparkling in the moonlight. I wore a long wreath full of ice pearls and diamonds. Here is a piece of it. Before long we shall be water sprites again. I see the sun is coming this way.
Shall you dread to be melted? Inquired Annie.
No, indeed,
answered the sprite.
I like to change my form now and then.
A thought flashed across Annie's brain. What if she should breathe on the frost and not wait for the sun to melt it? In a moment more, she had done so. Down fell a great number of the tiny mountains and castles, carrying with them a multitude of frost sprites, and all that could be seen was a drop of water on the window sill.
Oh, dear, have I hurt them? She exclaimed. No, no,
replied a chorus of many small voices from the drop of water.
We are only water sprites again. Nothing hurts us. We merely change.
But you are always pretty little things, said Annie.
I wish...
Here a ring at the doorbell woke Annie. She started up to find the family had returned from their visit, which all declared was a delightful one. But Annie said she did not believe they had enjoyed their visit better than she had her half-hour's dream.